Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Biggin Hill, state lawmakers are finally close to resolving one of the biggest disagreements of this year. Both the House and the Senate vote later this week on changes to the recreational marijuana law approved by voters at the ballot box last fall. A compromise bill would allow state and local taxes of up to 20% on marijuana and sets different standards in different communities on who has the power to block retail marijuana stores. With us now is Jim Borgasani of the Yes on 4 committee that proposed the recreational marijuana law. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Bob.
So we've heard you for the past several months saying that the voters had spoken and that lawmakers should leave the law as passed by voters alone. I understand that overall, however, you're satisfied with this compromise. How is that?
We had to prepare ourselves to fight against the worst that could happen. We saw the compromise come out yesterday, and the worst did not happen. So for that, we're grateful.
All right, let's pick through a couple of pieces of this compromise. The original proposal would have capped state and local taxes at 12%, and you argued that raising the tax rate beyond that just keeps the black market for marijuana alive. The new tax rate under this compromise could go to 20%, not the 28% suggested by the House, but is 20% low enough to tank the black market for marijuana, do you think?
We certainly hope so. We want it to start at 12% with the condition that the Cannabis Control Commission every year come to the legislature with a tax recommendation. So we always knew that the tax could go up, could go down, depending on what they're seeing in the market. We wanted to start from a lower rate. It's possible that that could come down. We're seeing states tweak their tax rates, and mostly they're coming down. So we wanted 12%. We ended up with 20. That's, you know, not as bad as 28. So again, we knew that a compromise was going to be something that we wouldn't be happy with everything, but we were hoping that it wouldn't be the worst, and it isn't.
Recreational marijuana stores could start opening in Massachusetts a year from now. How much interest are you seeing from potential retailers? How common could these stores be?
We're seeing a great deal of interest. You're not going to see stores on, you know, main streets like our opponents were predicting. Because the towns have the authority to determine where these stores are located. But we're hoping that there will be a good amount of stores so that people who use marijuana can buy it safely in a safe environment where employees check IDs and where they can buy tested product. The whole point here is to look at a commerce system that exists today, which is a criminal system, and replace that with a regulated and taxed system.
Under the compromise, different communities are treated differently in how they consider the question of whether to allow recreational marijuana stores within their communities. In cities and towns that voted in favor of the referendum last fall, it would take another vote of local citizens to ban pot shops. But in communities that voted against the law in the elections last fall, local elected leaders can make that decision instead of voters. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we're looking at 260 cities and towns that voted for it. They will go forward as the measure intended, which is the voters having the ability to determine whether they want to prohibit or limit marijuana establishments in their town. The other 91 towns, they will have the ability to have government officials make that decision. Now, that all changes after December 2019, and then it goes completely to the voters. We're hoping that town, you know, officials take a wise approach to this. We hope they look and they say, look, marijuana is already in our community. That's a fact. Let's move forward with a legal system so that, you know, it's not drug dealers who are selling untested product who are benefiting from this. So we hope that they take a balanced approach to this, not an approach based on fear and junk science.
So tell us about the chief work ahead in the next year to make a recreational marijuana available in retail settings here.
Well, the first thing is adequate funding to get the system up and running. Right now, there's $2 million in the budget for the Cannabis Control Commission. That's not nearly enough. The state treasurer indicated that just to get the software necessary to get the application system up and running and to have a seed-to-sale system, which is required, would cost $5.5 million. So like many other government programs, it comes down to the proper funding. And I hope legislators and Governor Baker realize that this isn't just a typical appropriation. This is money that has a huge multiplier effect. This is an investment in a new taxed and regulated industry that will return hundreds of millions of dollars in new tax revenue to the state. So right now, the attention will be on making sure there's adequate funding to get the Cannabis Control Commission up and running and the application process moving forward.
Jim Borgasani with the Yes on 4 Committee in favor of recreational marijuana. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Bob.